puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I'm great. How are you, Aisha?
I am very well. Excited about this holiday season. Will you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Mike Reese, who's a showrunner, writer, and producer for The Simpsons. I said, think of a famous living singer. The last two letters of his first name and the first two letters of his last name spell a bird. If you change the first letter of his first name, then the first three letters of that first name and the last five letters of his last name spell another bird. What singer is this? Well, it is Placido Domingo. Inside his name, you'll find Dodo, and if you make that change, you get Flamingo.
Okay, there were 706 correct entries. And this week's winner is Brock Hamill of Corvallis, Montana. Congratulations, Brock.
Thank you, Aisha.
So how did you figure this out?
Well, we started with the birds and did as many four-letter birds as we could and eight-letter birds as we could. And my wife said Dodo, and that changed into Placido Domingo, and then Flamingo popped out.
Oh, my goodness. And so are you a big fan of birds or Placido Domingo? I'm just either one.
My degree is in zoology, so I have done some bird classes.
Oh, okay. So this is, so you know all about this. You are an expert, a ringer on this, maybe. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Off and on for 20 years.
So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I am a high school science teacher.
Brock, I have to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Brock and Aisha, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence conceals the name of a major U.S. city in consecutive letters. And as a hint, the answer state also appears in the sentence. Now, every answer has at least six letters. For example, if I said the Kentucky bodybuilders will be flexing tonight, you would say Lexington, which is hidden inside flexing tonight.
Okay.
Here's number one. Space enthusiasts in Oregon support landing on Mars. Here it is again. Space enthusiasts in Oregon support landing on Mars. And look inside the phrase support landing.
So Oregon is the state, so then...
Yes.
Portland.
Good job. Here's your second one. Contact your insurance branch or agent in Alaska. Contact your insurance branch or agent in Alaska. And here you just need to know the largest city in Alaska.
Yeah.
Anchorage.
That's it, inside branch or agent. Good one. The Ohio Company has a sale from today to next Sunday. The Ohio Company has a sale from today to next Sunday.
Ohio.
And it's hidden inside today to next.
Dayton.
Dayton is it. Good. The Colorado trial ended in a sudden verdict. The Colorado trial ended in a sudden verdict.
Denver.
Denver is it inside sudden verdict. I bought a shamrock for decorating my house in Illinois. I bought a shamrock for decorating my house in Illinois. And this one is hidden inside shamrock for decorating.
Shamrock.
It's a suburb of Chicago.
Rock. What was
yes.
it? Rockford?
Rockford, you got it. All the Connecticut things they knew have now changed. All the Connecticut things they knew have now changed. This one starts in the word new, K-N-E-W.
Okay. I see it now. I see it. It's not old, it's...
New Haven?
New Haven, is it? Good. And here's your last one. Can you help a software developer in Texas? Can you help a software developer in Texas? And it starts in the word help. Can you help a software developer in Texas?
El Paso?
El Paso, you got it. Good job.
Yes, you did a great job. How do you feel?
I feel like it was a good time to be playing the puzzle.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Brock, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KUFN Hamilton.
That's Brock Hamill of Corvallis, Montana. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Robert Flood of Allen, Texas. Name a famous female singer of the past. Five-letter first name, seven-letter last name. Remove the last letter of her first name, and you can rearrange all the remaining letters to name the capital of a country in six letters and a food product that its nation is famous for in five. So again, a famous female singer of the past, five, seven. Remove the last letter of her first name, and you can rearrange all the remaining letters to name the capital of a country and a food product that this nation is famous for. What singer is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Schwartz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.